What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but don't the Rams appear more dangerous than the Eagles do at this point?
They certainly do. For football reasons, they do. I think I'm more worried about their offense than I am the Eagles' defense, which is the strength to me of the Eagles. Not necessarily Saquon Barkley. Sure, that can be concerning the year that he had, but when you watch the way that they played against Green Bay, I think there's ways to minimize their offense, and it really all starts with Jalen Hurts. But if you're going to get into a scoring battle and a shootout, the Rams are a team that can go, you know, pound for pound, blow for blow.
The Vikings like to blitz a lot, and they blitzed early, and Stafford had no issue with it. The Lions will have to blitz a lot, and Stafford's, even when he was here in Detroit, mm-hmm. liked when you'd blitz, kind of heat him up. You go bring it on. He's got the arm to make those throws. You're right, and they're playing very well. If you take out the stretch where they lost Kupp and Nacua, like with those guys in the lineup, this offense is on a tear. This team is on a tear. And yeah, you're more concerned about someone just taking this defense for Detroit and marching them up and down the field. I don't feel that way about the Eagles' offense. The case for the Eagles is they're better in the trenches, right? Their D-line is phenomenal. Their defense is probably the best in the NFL, or at least in the NFC. So where are you guys at? These are the two teams that are going to be standing opposite Detroit if they beat the Commanders this week. Rams, Eagles, which one concerns you more? 248-539-9797. That's just the football of it, John.
Right.
I mean, here's what Stafford said after the game about rallying around the community. It's a dangerous team with a rallying cry. We've seen this in sports.
Oh, we have. And the rallying cries that I've seen, that I know are... They certainly play a part of it. And it's hard to figure out how, why, because there is that human element of the other team. I've been a part of that other team. I played in the last game in Three Rivers, and we were in a playoff hunt at that time in 2000. And then all of a sudden, there just seems to be some extra juice, and whether it's karma, whether it's, I don't know what it is, but it feels like you're playing against a 12th or even a 13th opponent, not just the crowd, but the sense of what's going on in the state. There was almost no chance that we had in that game. And then 2005, Wellington Mara, owner of the New York Giants,
yeah.
passed away. And he had been in the NFL for 50 years. He's in the Hall of Fame. You know, he had meant so much to the NFL and to that organization. He was a guy that endeared himself not just to the staff, but to the players in an appropriate manner. And, I mean, we start that game off and his granddaughter is singing the national anthem, right? And at that point, you're like, oh, crap. You know, and we ended up losing that game 36-0. Like, and it felt like even more than just the 12 for 30. Like there were more opponents than we could face in that game. And so Sean Taylor gets murdered. That's one where we used it. I was injured that year, so I wasn't on the field, but I was in the stadium. And you could feel... just the energy that you're playing with is completely different. That human element of taking a hold of something in the community and then using it on the field because it's the fans, it's everything about the organization, and it just feels like there's that extra opponent. Now the Rams have that. Not only are they a good football team, but they have that sense of community, and they're going to be playing with that extra in entity. I don't even want to say it's an extra, you know, player. It's just that extra entity that you have to defeat.
One of the things you brought up off air, smaller scale, different sport. Michigan basketball had that issue with the plane.
Yeah.
And then they went on a run in the Big Ten tournament. And they didn't go on to win the national title, but it did spark
felt like they went further and won more games than they would have maybe if they didn't have that.
So you channel a little bit of that plus a little bit of what they've been doing on the field. And I do think, and it may be prisoner of the moment, that the Rams feel more dangerous today. The Eagles were not impressive in their first playoff game. And the Rams dropped a bomb on Minnesota, who may just be frauds, but the Rams also beat the Bills. The Rams have a quarterback who's won a Super Bowl. And I know nobody wants to hear me say nice things about Stafford.
And they're healthy.
But yeah, I was going to say, like, the coach and quarterback have won a Super Bowl together. They've been in postseason battles together. They've battled Detroit particularly very closely in the last year here, both a playoff game and the opener. Like, those were one-score games late. One was overtime. So, yeah, I know we've been talking up the Eagles all year, and I'm not necessarily taking them down a notch. I'm giving the Rams credit as a team that's surging right now.
It'll be an interesting game to see how the Rams and the Eagles square off, because that game will be at Philly. And we talked about how tough it is to go to Philly and all those different things. But and here's the other argument that I heard yesterday, because we were talking about Jaden Daniels and how young he is as a quarterback. And like a rookie quarterback, at some point, is going to be a rookie quarterback. And I think it will cost Washington at times, and we want to put pressure on him, all those things. And then we turn around and we talk about the young defense, Jared Verse, and some of the other young players. To me, it's different when you're talking about a young quarterback versus rookie defensive lineman. And it's one, it's the responsibility of the quarterback. It's all that goes into and the weight on the shoulders of a quarterback, but it's also a different side of the ball. You can, if you do something wrong, you mess up a responsibility on defense, it may actually turn out to be a benefit. Playing against Junior Seau, it was always this wild card. And in talking to some of his teammates, like, hey, we have no idea what Junior Seau is going to do. He plays by no rules. He doesn't play within the confines of the defense, but he had such a talent and such a knack for the game that he would do something completely opposite of what they were supposed to do, and it would come out and it would be
still
a hero.
Work. Yeah.
Right. That's what happens. LeVar Arrington, same thing. When he was on our team, he would just do whatever the hell he wanted to do, and it would turn out 9 times out of 10 to be a benefit for the defense.
Another guy like that, Troy Polamalu. I remember he would freelance a little bit, but he was so instinctive. And you go, why is he over? Oh, because the ball's going to be over there because he's a step ahead of everybody. Yeah, and I think the Rams, not that they have a LeVar Arrington or a Troy Polamalu, but they've got these young guys who are playing fast and loose, and they're getting into the backfield and creating some havoc. Some ticket text answering the question. This one says, Philly needs another gear or two. If not, the Rams are going to win 22-18. So they think the Rams are going to handle business and be in that NFC championship game awaiting
the Detroit Lions.
The storyline's already there. Texter says, let's not forget the Rams needed help to get into the playoffs. And after half, the Rams didn't even look all that dangerous. Well, the game was kind of in hand at that point.
But I do go back to what I talked about in regards to it's a hard team to figure out, the Rams, because when you look at just the end of their season. And I know that they ended with, a lot of wins. They ended up on a high note. But following that Bills game, which was an absolute shootout, there was no defense on either side. They really struggled to put points on the board. 12 at San Francisco, 19 at the Jets, 13 at home against Arizona.
But you know what they're capable of would be the point. If they flip the switch, they can go on the road and beat the Eagles. They can go on the road and they could even beat the Lions. I'm not going to pick it, but they're certainly more dangerous than I think people give them credit for.
They are dangerous. And they're dangerous because, like, the Bills show up and Josh Allen plays his best game of the year, right, in the biggest moment. And I'm not saying that, you know, Matthew Stafford's going to put together a Josh Allen-type performance, but could Puka Nacua do that? Could Cooper Kupp do that? Could Tyler Higbee do that? They could show up and just be playing that style of game where everything just seems to work for him. But, and I say this in regards to there's a reason that this team was 10-7. And it's up to Aaron Glenn, Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson to bring out those faults that the Rams have.
They closed the season 9-3, though. I mean, they went through that early season thing where they had all the injuries, both receivers were down. 9-3 last 12 games. I mean, they've given up under 10 points last four. You got to throw out the Seahawks game at the end of the year. They didn't play anybody in the game. So the last four games before that, they gave up under 10 points. So just how good their defense is, I question it, because they did give up 42 to the Bills. And guess what? The last loss they had that mattered was 37-20 to the Eagles at home.
And to that point, all right, you mentioned they suffered injuries at the beginning of the year, and they started out 1-4. All right.
But the game they were healthy that they played against the Eagles, they lost 37-20. So, and then they gave up points to another offense, the Bills, a few weeks later. So I think the question with them a little bit is just how good is their defense?
Right.
Because that could be a little bit of an equalizer. Their defense is better than it was when they played Detroit before. But I also think the Lions were a little bit rusty from the preseason.
Absolutely.
Right, but my point is instead of them going 1-4 and them resting on, oh, well, we had injuries, Lions had injuries all year long, and they were 15-2. Like the right. Injuries didn't affect the Lions. Injuries affected the Rams.
248-539-9797. All right, you watched them both. Who's the bigger concern in the NFC Championship game? It's 97-1.